My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, see Sparky Fiverr with you. Chicago Charlie, Charlie Hughes on the other side of the glass, being joined now by Tom Moore, offensive consultant for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And check out his new book out today, The Player's Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady, and beyond. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I don't even know where to begin. I guess I want to start first with talking about your time entering the league with the Steelers, you know, Bradshaw and Swan and those guys and Franco Harris, and then kind of fast forwarding to where we are now as a league, as far as all the rules that have been put in place and a lot of the rules put in place to protect the quarterback and to keep him upright and healthy, considering that's where most of the money is being invested in the National Football League. Do you ever think to yourself how things could have been differently if some of these rules were put in place back in the days of Bradshaw and the Steelers?
Well, I think the whole thing has become, you know, it's a very evolutionary game. And they saw things, you know, when Terry, for instance, they saw Mel Blunt jamming receivers and holding up receivers at the line of scrimmage, so they put in a rule to give the receivers an opportunity to have a better chance to get off the line. And things like that enhance the running game, the protection of the quarterbacks. You see a lot more wide-open game throwing the ball, and I think that comes from all the development of the receivers and the quarterbacks at the college level now, because you look at the college game, there really aren't any pullbacks. Everybody runs one-back sets. Your tight ends are usually big wide receivers. They're not necessarily there for their blocking prowess. So the whole game has become evolutionary, and I think it's good for the game. I think each year it's a better game. Like, it's a new kickoff rule. I think that's going to add excitement to the game. So I think the competition committee does a great job of evaluating what's necessary for the integrity and for the viewership of the game, and they do a fantastic job.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on this whole idea of what Green Bay has done now with their last couple of quarterbacks, where they sit and wait their turn. Rodgers sat and waited his turn behind Favre. Love sat and waited his turn behind Rodgers. Brady essentially kind of did the same thing, a little bit different because of Bledsoe's injury, but he ended up sitting and waiting. But then you look at Manning in Indy, and he got forced into it right off the bat, being a top pick and having to play his rookie season, which obviously didn't go so well for him that rookie season. Didn't go well for Ryan Leaf either with the Chargers that year either. But most teams don't do that in the National Football League, having quarterbacks wait. Do you think that's the better play for the player?
Well, I think it depends upon what you got them waiting for. In other words, when Aaron was at Green Bay, wise, you had Brett Favre. And so you had a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback in front of him, so he had that opportunity. But that wasn't the case at Indy. Peyton had to come in and play because at that particular time, he was the best quarterback we had. We had Kelly Holcomb there, who's a good quarterback and did a good job for us. But Peyton, he came in as the starter, and he had his slumps. There's no question about that, but that's part of the learning curve also. And you got to go through that. You got to suck it up and eat your pride. And I used to tell him, don't worry about mistakes. Don't play scared. Play smart. Don't play scared. Anything that bad happens, I'll take full responsibility for it, because if something bad happens, that means I didn't prepare yet. Properly. If you throw an interception, they're mine. Touchdowns are yours. Interceptions are mine. But learn the game and play. And I think it helped him.
Talking with Tom Moore, offensive consultant for the Buccaneers. A new book out today, The Player's Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady and Beyond. Go get it today. Coach, I want to talk a little bit more about Manning, because you know, you guys were kind of one of the early ones, I guess, to kind of allow Manning to have a lot of control at the line of scrimmage. And call his own plays to a certain degree. Talk about when that trust started and kind of what had to happen before you were able to put that much trust in him.
Well, when I started in pro football at Pittsburgh, and Terry Bradshaw was there, and of course he called his own plays at Pittsburgh. And when I was at Indy, Peyton was very special. And Peyton was a guy who he had three things going for him, which helped him, and which is an ingredient for quarterbacks. Number one is their recall ability, their processing of what they recalled, and then their execution of what they're supposed to do against what they see. And you get about 1.8 seconds for all that to happen. And he was special, and he could do it. And to me, it gave us such an advantage. If he could get us to the best run and to the best pass and the best protection at the line of scrimmage, and that was my job and the quarterback coach's job, which was Bruce and Arians and Jim Caldwell, to teach him this, and he could do it. So you want to take advantage of that ability, and which we did. And I've told people this often. If we hadn't let him do that, they'd have arrested me for malpractice.
Talking with Tom Moore, offensive consultant for Tampa Bay. And again, the new book, The Player's Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady, and Beyond. Can you talk?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk a little bit about that whole thing that went on. That was, I don't know, to me, it was quite saddening, but then it was inspirational. And Chuck Pagano got diagnosed with cancer and then one was unable to coach that team. And Bruce Arians took over. I've always been a big Bruce Arians fan. what that whole thing was like. But then that next step where now Chuck Pagano comes back and then Bruce Arians was off to coach somewhere else.
Well, Bruce is quality. I've known Bruce for a long time, and he was quarterback coach when I was a coordinator there at Indianapolis. You know, he wasn't going to be there long because he was going to move onward and upward. And he should have been a head coach a long time ago. But the thing is, there's only 32 of those jobs. And there's probably more qualified candidates than there are jobs available. So if you're not one of those 32, then be the best assistant that you can be. And that's what Bruce did. And that's what I've tried to do. And so he got an 11-game interview for all practical purposes there at Indy and did a great job and got the Arizona job. And I was 41 years old, and Bruce called me and asked me if I was ready to go, and I said, I'll meet you at the airport. And off we went, and Bruce, as a head coach, has the it factor. I call it the it factor. People say, what's the it factor? I don't know what it is, but he's got it. And he got the Cardinals, Arizona, to the NFC Championship game early in his career against Carolina. That was the year they went to the Super Bowl and played Denver. Then he had some health problems, so he retired, but he came back down here to Tampa and did a great job. He coached 3 years, I think, here, and then retired, but he proved he could do it, and you knew he was going to do it because he's a tremendous coach.
You having coached Manning for all those years, going up against Brady and Belichick and the Patriots and that rivalry that came to be, and then fast forward, and somehow or another, you end up coaching Tom Brady in Tampa Bay as well. What was that process like for you and getting to coach Brady, a guy you coached against for all those years?
Well, I was here with Tom. Actually, Clyde Christensen, quote, was the quarterback coach. Excuse me. The quarterback coach and Byron Leftwich were the coordinators.
Right.
The consultant. So, and he'd come here with 20 years experience. So it was a question of putting in an offense for him that he was familiar with. And he was very receptive to people coaching. Coach him. Clyde did a good job. Byron did a great job. And we won the Super Bowl in that year of the pandemic, and that was a year like no other year. And I told Bruce, I said, the team that handles this the best is the team that's going to win it. And Bruce should have gotten coach of the century for the way he kept that team together. There was no bitching, there was no complaining, and there are a million things to complain about now. But we had none of it, and Bruce did a masterful job of it. Tom took ownership of the team. He did a masterful job. The coordinators did a great job, but everything just fell into place.
I got one more for you, because last week I had two different interviews, both of whom had no idea you were coming on the show today, both of whom who referenced you over the same conversation that I brought up to them about a quote you said years ago. And that was the talking point amongst Packer fans this offseason has been about the kicker and the backup quarterback. And both of those have been the competitions of camp, I guess you could say, of who it's going to be, people freaking out who it's going to be. Both people kind of referenced you having a quote sometime back about pretty much, who cares about the backup quarterback? Because if your all-star goes out, it's over anyway at this point. What is the biggest key to that backup quarterback when you have a great quarterback as your starter?
Well, here is the thing. Some people take stuff out of context, obviously. You gotta have a great backup quarterback. But there's such a limited amount of time, of practice time now, that you almost have to give your starting quarterback all the reps.
Right.
and your backup quarterback, he gets the reps on the service team. So he gets to see the pass rush. He gets involved in the ball handling. But your starter, he has to get all the reps of your game plan practice. And that's imperative because of the lack of practice time. Now, if he gets hurt, you say if he gets hurt, collect the songbooks because church is out. Well, it's tough to expect that backup to go in and execute without any reps the first week or so. Now, down the line, if he gets, you know, the starter gets seriously injured and can't play anymore, the backup can come in. And we've all seen backups come in and save the ship. But on that particular game, it's tough. You're asking a kid to do something that's really almost impossible.
He is Tom Moore, offensive consultant for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers still. Brand new book out. Go get it. You will absolutely love it, especially if you're a football junkie. Some of the stuff in there is absolutely amazing. The Players Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady, and beyond. Rick Stroud helped coach write the book. Tony Dungy with the forward. Good stuff. Go check it out today. Coach, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Tom Moore, offensive consultant for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, the book, The Players Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady, and beyond.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.